To be clear, is this slang that just is between this group, or is this like a term that I should know?
I'm pretty sure it's just okay.
It came up
at Drew's game, and there was some pushback on it. Like, I don't know that Captain Crunch destroys the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, so it started in Austin's game because we saw an NPC who had killed themselves by, you know, yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, she Captain Crunched herself? And, you know, everybody kind of lost it from it. I was like, all right, I'm going to make this a thing. So then it happened in my game, and who was it? I think it was Matt. Was like,
Matt, yeah.
I've never eaten Captain Crunch that hurt the roof of my mouth. I don't know what you guys are doing. Like, sorry, some of us don't have a golden palate. Like, but yeah, anyway, it's gonna.
I do vaguely remember like some amount of mouth discomfort after eating a full bowl, but yeah. I don't know that I would have called it destroying the roof of my mouth.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're like a normal person, only like one bowl of cereal, then sure. But
fair enough. So yeah, so Captain Crunching yourself has become the meme, I guess.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks.
Okay, so it'll die off, and then I'll find something new that's funny to me. But yeah, anyway,
this is gonna catch on like Streets Ahead, I'm pretty sure. Anybody? What? No, no community watchers here.
No, I've watched Community, but I just don't remember everything.
One of them was trying to make the phrase Streets Ahead, like saying that something is like ahead of its time, referring to it as Streets Ahead.
Coined by Pierce. Yeah,
Pierce.
Oh, I just kind of turn my brain off whenever Pierce is the main character of that show, because I don't like Chevy Chase.
I mean, he does suck, it's true. But the show, I think, was actually better with him on it.
I agree. Trying to replace Chevy and Donald made the latter seasons rough.
Indeed.
Previously on Gifted.
We just told two superheroes, like, all right, we're going to go do a prison break on Tartarus.
I feel like our instinct has so far been almost exclusively wrong.
If we're going to go forward with it now, we need to sort out this man. And he points at Mesmer.
Yeah, Dad, we can play a game of catch or something.
So, Mr. Mesmer, will you help us break out Mecha Hitler?
So we're both infiltration specialists. I'm sure between us, we could both come up with something to get in and out.
Do you trust me?
No, but I don't think either of us have a choice.
We're just going to carry on our way to every single level. Dick, let me see your manager.
So we're heading to the superior's office?
You have drawn attention from people outside of the warden's office.
I'm going to be like, I'm deaf, and I'm going to start making up hand signals.
Where is Hollow?
Prisoner Zero is held beneath the prison. He has his own special chamber. The warden is our lord, Hades.
Can you tell them to quiet down out there or something?
Quiet falls over the crowd here and all the people around as everyone just freezes in place. Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. After all this time, you might know my players.
Hi, I'm Colin. I play Harvey Waits, aka the Golden Rule.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm going to be playing Paul Morph, otherwise known as Mimic.
And hi, I'm Drew. I'm playing Mex, also known as Siphon.
You're really trying to switch it up here, Alex. What's your goal here?
Not going first?
Yeah, just trying to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think it's just I'm never ready.
Are we just going to play chicken every time?
Well, I like to think I'm ready with some sort of joke by this time, and then I'm not, and so then I stall, and then it's not so much making someone feel awkward, but someone fills in the empty void when I panic with no joke. So
we did this so many times without you guys trying to set up jokes.
I know, and somehow, but now
the joke setup has just ruined it.
Well, I thought we weren't doing that anymore. Because we tried to do it last week, and it was like, oh no, I'm just going to cut that out. So like, I wasn't even going to try, and because I prefer the jokes when nobody knows where it's going. It's like you get in, you get on a train, and you have no idea the destination.
I never said that I was going to cut the jokes. I just said I'm not going to let you guys plan the joke out. We're just.
I appreciate you keeping the train metaphor alive, though.
Yeah, I do as well.
Well, anyway, so I guess we'll just drop in to it. You guys are up here on the second floor of the outer building of the Supermax. Some of you are frozen in place. One of you currently is not. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll address Drew because Drew is the person who can act freely at this time.
Yep.
Do you do anything?
No, I want to see where this goes. I'm going to see how it plays out.
I think Mark kind of casually like surveys the room, seeing what he's done, and then he turns around and he walks back into the warden's office, and he puts his hand on Paul's shoulder. And he says, "Paul, get up. Come with me."
I mean, I said, "Come with him." Okay, I mean, I guess I don't really have a choice. I would assume.
That's true.
Now, here's the thing. I do have a question about this. When I'm coming with him, with my dad, when me and my dad are coming together, do I have agency of how far I can walk away from him? Or do I...
do I have agency of how far I come?
Yeah.
All right. So we're immediately off the rails. That's good to know.
Sorry.
No bits. No jokes.
No, jokes are fine.
Jokes are all content.
No jokes, only content. Jokes are content, I think, to some extent.
Of a degree.
Oh, then ours is always just bang. Anyway, right, yeah,
so I think how it's going to work, I'm just going to give you this small amount of insight to it, is there is, I think, to some extent, there is a malicious compliance element to it, where you can follow the letter of what he says, but not necessarily the intent.
Oh, so you're giving me genie authority, technically.
We'll see, because if you attempt to break it, I will challenge you if it doesn't make sense. Oh, so in this scenario, I would say you would interpret that as following him, but you choose the pace at which you follow him, for example.
Okay, you know, so I can be just like the classic kid, like, I'm coming, Dad.
And right, just, yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, with the context earlier, I regret saying that, but yeah, for sure.
Good.
Actually, yeah.
Especially with that voice, like, I'm coming, Dad.
God, Dad, I said I'm coming. Okay, so I stand up and I immediately cum my pants. And then,
the white note is back.
The white
note. You just got new pants.
I just got new Wranglers. and I'm like, Dad, you're not doing it too.
Come with me. It's just me.
Well, no. Some father-son tandem coming.
What if his power means that you can't come until he does? So like, even if you like leave him and you go to rub one out, you can't come until your dad does, which means that you're gonna know when your dad jerks it.
My dad's giving me erectile dysfunction is what you're saying.
Unintended ED.
What his dad's power, is it up to interpretation? Who is the one who, like, depending on his turn of phrase, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, this situation, yeah. Obviously, haha, it's funny. But now I'm actually like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think it's kind of up to the individual a bit. But I think, like, generally speaking, it's going to be like, you do, like, the most obvious one. Type of deal.
We're gonna start having to like have an after show called. Okay, but how does that work?
I think that if you were to try and like convince somebody who is acting under it to do it, to interpret it in a different way, you could convince them, and that might like free them from it, type of deal.
I'm gonna follow my dad.
Sure. And so he steps out into the room, and he says, "Do you see? I want you to understand." And you might not have seen this before because you're sitting, but you can see all of these security officers are just kind of frozen in place. Lots of them have like this like look of like consternation on their face, like they're struggling.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard not to see. There's like 12 dudes packed in this hallway.
We're different. We're a cut above.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that. You didn't have to tell me that, Dad. Duh.
Built different. No,
son, we're built different.
You asked me earlier why I've done the things that I've done. And this is why. They don't matter like you and I do.
Okay, fair enough. I get that. You know what? I thought you were going to be kind of a piece of shit, but you're kind of cool.
You're pretty cool yourself. That maneuver with the speaker, impressive. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, I know. We pretty good team, you and me.
He puts his hand out like for like a tentative fist bump.
Ooh, I'll reciprocate. I'm fully embracing the villain arc.
All right. He's like, yeah, I guess we should crack on then, huh?
I mean, we gotta bring the boys, and I guess Lily.
Right, of course. Lily, Harvey, you can move now.
As I get up, I'm going to turn my earbuds back on.
Sure. I think Lily's going to do the same.
I will get kind of close to my dad. I'm like, hey, can you like leave me out of some of the commands though? Like, that could be nice.
Yeah. I'm going to be better about it.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Still not so comfortable with the D word yet.
You'll get there. Don't worry.
Call me daddy.
And so Mesmer, he looks at you, Paul. He says, what do you think I should do with them? And he like nods, indicating the guards.
I mean, I would tell them to, I guess all pile into the warden's room and then go to sleep or something. Can you tell people to go to sleep? Can they go to sleep if you say that?
We've already talked about this one. They try to go to sleep, basically. They like lay down and like try to will themselves to sleep.
They
don't just like fall unconscious on the spot.
Because I believe we talked about this because we were kind of talking about like commanding them to shit their pants. They would just kind of struggle if there's not one loaded in the chamber, right?
That is correct. It was the same conversation. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that was going to be where I was going to go next as a goof, but I think I might hold off because they might burst the blood vessel and die on accident.
I like using the example, by the way, of Captain Crunch themselves as an example. So, like, if he was to say, hey, you, Captain Crunch yourself, if you didn't know what that meant, you wouldn't do it. But if you did, you would.
What is Captain Crunching oneself?
To Captain Crunch oneself, much like the cereal destroys the roof of your mouth, so does a jail guard's weapon if, it's a unalive
feeding yourself in the face.
Yeah, it's another way to say unalive yourself, you know?
My God, yeah. See, that wouldn't work. I would just go, if that was yelled at me, I would go find Captain Crunch in the break room and just start eating.
Well, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. So it's a perfect illustration.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he would be like, well, that's a magnanimous of you. I remember when I was like that.
I mean,
he would tell
thanks.
You see, I would do it differently.
What would you do?
These men could be shaken out of it and come back to bother us later. I would just take care of the problem.
I mean, can you tell them to just lock the door and not let anyone in? I mean, that kind of takes care of itself then. I mean, yeah. I mean, wouldn't someone finding a dead guard also create a problem later when they review, I'm sure, the multitudes of camera footage as well? I think it's kind of, no matter how they're found, it's kind of a problem.
Perhaps. But I also worry that giving them additional commands might give them more leeway to break out of them.
Mm. Mm.
Like, for example, when you say, don't let anyone in, how would they interpret that? Would they try to guard the door? What does that look like? Do they try and put someone outside the door?
Do they just talk to people from outside the door? They're not letting them in?
Well, I mean, if you just tell them not to talk, also, I feel like you're just not planning far enough ahead.
Well, have you seen the cop assassination videos where a cop will yell at a suspect multiple conflicting commands? Adding on layers of commands complicates things.
I'm more of an ISIS beheading video kind of guy.
In this world, is cop killing people, cops killing people still a big problem?
I'm inclined to say so. I don't know about air quotes big problem, but it's like I can only imagine that a cop is like, this person could have powers.
Oh no, it makes
it's probably more of a problem when you think of it like that.
Oh my god, I'm playing a fantasy game to escape, and then I'm out right back right when I think I'm out.
Balls are right back in.
I love this one-on-one with your dad, though. I'm learning a lot, and the more he talks, the more I'm like, you know, this guy, he makes a lot of sense.
You know, this guy's really cool if you really stop and think about it.
Man, your dad fucks.
I mean,
you're smack consensually.
I don't like that one.
Well, listen. I want to just give you a taste of power, so I'll let you have the final say.
Okay, we're going to tell them to sleep, and then do not speak again until spoken to by one of us.
If something happens to us, these people are mute for the rest of their lives.
Yes. I thought that as I was saying it, and you know, not ideal, but it's also better than just letting my dad kill them, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he gives you a nod, and he says, very well. He's going to gesture to Harvey, Max, and Lily to come, like, gestures like, come here. But he doesn't say, he just waves you on.
Yeah. I walk over.
Okay. Yeah, I'll walk over. I can't hear him.
All right, and he says,
sign language.
He says, guards, do not speak again unless one of us speaks to you first, and go to sleep. And you watch all of them, like, get down their knees and then lay down.
God, that's so weird.
And he looks at you, Paul. Good enough?
Yeah, that'll do. Well, I guess we should start going, right?
Yeah.
They don't just happen to have, like, a map of this Supermax prison, right?
Well, I think theoretically, per OSHA, you'd have to have some sort of thing on the wall that's like the fire escape routes, which would be similar.
Yeah, so what you'll have is, like he said, maps of the floor you're on with designations for fire escape. But that won't necessarily help you find exactly where it is up top. It'll just help you navigate a specific floor.
Come to think of it, should we have gotten the assistant warden and just had him walk us there, now that I'm thinking about it?
I mean, that's a pretty good idea, I think, rather than just bumbling our way through. Mr. Mark, can you tell Paul if we can wake up the fucking warden? Or how does, tell Paul how that works, and then Paul can tell us. Because I can't hear you.
You want to wake up the warden?
Yeah, he probably knows how to get to the places we're trying to get to.
Sure, he'll turn around and walk back to the office, and the warden is just like leaned back in his chair, snoring.
Oh, god damn it.
He's out.
It's whoopsies.
Hell yeah.
I mean, on the flip side, how we told them to just Captain Crunch themselves, then it would have been the same scenario.
Yeah. Probably even worse.
All right. I'm sure there's signs. I mean, at the very least, we know top floor, and I think we can wing it from there.
Wait, so we're not waking up the warden?
We could try, I guess. I guess we could just wake him up, yeah.
Can I just go grab the warden? And I'll carry his sleeping self until we need him. Well, no, we need him now. I'll shake the warden awake.
Of course. So, yeah, you grab him, you give him a shake, and he kind of starts, too. He is struggling against you, trying to get out of your grip.
Well, having not heard Paul or Mark's... Well, no, I could hear Paul telling Mark what to do. So I'm going to, like, write out a note that's like, take us to Hades.
He shakes his head.
Please?
Shakes his head again. His eyes are just fury.
Guys, Mr. Mark, can you tell him to take us where we need to go?
There you go.
Very well.
Mark is probably so sick of us just fucking up again and again.
He's like, you, Warden, take us to Hades. The Warden continues to struggle to move in your grip.
Oh, yeah, I'll let him go. Follow him like a GPS.
Sure, and he starts walking. And he's like looking, taking in all of his officers, you know, just laying down. Yeah, so he rounds the corner to take the stairs down to the first level.
Wait, we're going down to go up?
You guys are in like the first building, which is like intake, right? Mm-hmm. And then you guys are going to leave there, go through the yard into the Supermax itself. You guys are not really even in the prison proper yet.
Okay. This place has like cameras and stuff everywhere, I assume. Can I message Seth and be like, hey, I don't know if you could do this. Could you just kind of, can you get into the cameras at Tartarus? I know hacker isn't really your title, but maybe you've picked up a new hobby.
Well, I can see what I can do. No promises.
All right. Just looking for some eyes in the sky. And we're just following him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just passing, like, the regular criminals at this point?
So, at this stage, you probably wouldn't pass too many criminals. Like, there's not a lot coming out from here. Most of them are going in. Now, that said, you guys aren't passing through the central part of the intake building. You guys are basically going to come down and walk straight out into the yard.
Mm.
Which there will be some out there, of course, as well as some guards.
So we just got to look cash. Looking super cash.
The actual Supermax building is roughly U-shaped, where the top of the U is facing you guys. So, like, there's a yard that goes around the building, and then that's all fenced in. And then there is the yard, like, with, like, the basketball court type of deal in the middle of the U.
Mm.
Mm.
And that is where the majority of the prisoners would be hanging out.
Mm. On the basketball court?
And around watching.
Are they good?
I'm sure some of them are.
Sorry.
Yeah, hold on. Let's hang out and watch them shoot some hoops for a bit.
Yeah.
What if
we just played a quick like 3-on-3? The boys versus the men. You could dunk on your fucking dad, man.
Shirts and skins. Yeah, let's go.
This is where to get the key, we have to beat Hades in a dunk contest.
Oh God. I nominate Lily, considering she can fly.
Smart. It'd be like game togas.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, to get into the cell block proper is going to be like multiple like iron barred gates that slide open and all that jazz, as well as like some like booths basically where a guard will hang out. And buzz you through. So you guys get inside. into the first door without much trouble. He's got the key card or whatever that any guard would have to get in, basically, and swipes on in.
There's no fingerprint scanner. It's just a straight key card.
At this stage, yes.
Ah, okay. So it gets worse. Got it.
It's hard to speculate, but I figure entering the building itself is going to be like the lightest security, and there will be heavier security parts later, potentially, especially when you go down into like the specialized cells.
Yeah.
Whereas this is more like gin pop.
I called it like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, where to get to Hollow, we're going to have to go through like these seven doors, and like, you know, they open like this, and then the next one does like a spiral open, and the next one does a little star animation. You know, each one does a different thing. And yeah, I assume
it's like different film transitions. So you got like the star wipe and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And there's all different kinds of gates.
And then each one requires, you know, at first it's just like, you know, opening the door, then like a key card, then there's like two guys with keys that have to twist and all kind of stuff.
And then there's two trolls with a riddle.
Yeah. Tell the truth always tells a lie.
I love the idea of a troll doing that because it's so much stupider. Yes.
Like, we just did biometrics where some dude had to scan his retina, and the next is just like two trolls asking questions. Two trolls.
If you like got the riddle wrong, did you get trolled?
I got a guy. No.
Well, okay, well, we got our hour.
I'm just asking questions.
No time for gas. Well, only content.
Austin, we only have 2 hours. No bits, Austin.
God damn it.
Listen, I'm not the one who introduced trolls with riddles. Okay? I'm just riffing on it.
I can't believe you didn't do the rim shot for your own joke.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. Hang on 1 second.
There we go.
There we go. I did it.
You love it.
You love to see it. It's not even a particularly high quality one either. I didn't really listen to it the first time. It doesn't sound very good.
I'd love for the symbol to be a little more crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed.
It just sounds like someone slammed their desk twice and went into the mic real quick. It's just...
So you guys get through into basically the first section of it. And basically it's going to branch off into the different cell blocks, and there's like a main corridor that kind of runs through the U. If you guys take a quick look at the layout for the fire escapes and all the jazz, that's basically how it functions. And so there are a few cell blocks on this level, and then once you go up, there'll be more. But each one is like the two-story cell block, you know, where you have the cells up top, and then you go down the stairs into like where they eat the mess, if you want to call it that.
Type mess.
I'm just putting the closest term I can think of to what it is. I don't know if the prison versions have different names or not.
I don't know.
Well, listen, if Colin doesn't know, then it doesn't exist, so we're good.
Anyways.
The main body of the prison is two stories high, so you'll need to go up at least one more floor to get to that round of cell blocks.
Okay. We hop into the elevator, or is it stairs?
Yeah, so about that. You guys get in through the first gate or two, and you guys come across like one of those little guard stations, and it's like an enclosed room. With like the camera looking down, and like, you know, you look up and they identify you if you're a guard or whatever, and they'll buzz you through, basically.
Do they not just auto buzz the warden through?
I don't know about automatically. I think he'd at least like give it a look-see so they can see his face. But he looks up at the camera and he says,
"Oh God, wait, can he speak?"
Yeah,
we've talked to him.
We didn't tell him not to keep his mouth fucking shut after that, did we?
No.
Snap his neck.
No.
And he says, "Lock it down, intruders." And you guys hear a buzz of an alarm, and these emergency red lights start blinking.
Dad, tell him to crunch himself. Crunchitize the captain. Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. I've been in prison for 14 years. I don't know what that means. Is this some new slang?
Yeah, it's Gen Z as fuck.
It's just...
He doesn't seem that concerned right now about the alarm being raised. What do you guys do?
I'm going to turn to Mark and be like, thoughts, ideas. I don't know this place as well as you. Wait a second. The door is closing?
It did not open.
But it's just iron bars.
Right. The gate behind you slides shut.
Is there like a lever on the other side of it?
A lever? What, like it's a portcullis?
Yeah, I don't know. Just button even? I don't know.
No, presumably the controls are inside of...
Well, and where's the guard? Sorry, relative to the guard station is...
It's basically like inside the wall, and there's like a glass section that looks out type of deal.
Okay.
What kind of glass?
How would you identify what kind of glass it is?
Well, if it's like the safety thick glass with the wire in it versus...
It's more just, like that, yeah.
Okay. Then I won't try to jump through it because that would hurt like a mofo.
Touche.
Paul, are you going to try and, I don't know, hop through these bars with... what's on the other side of the bars? Is there anything for Paul to like hop into? What is
on the other side of the bars?
Yeah, so I think at this stage it's like you have doors leading out into other cell blocks and then more gates further ahead type of deal.
Okay.
So there's not like objects just laying around in the hall, if that makes sense.
Okay, but how big is the door in front of us?
It fills most of the corridor. There's like, I think there's like a section on either side that is like, that juts out that's not part of the gate, and then the gate will slide into the wall, basically.
Okay, but would you say it's like, you know, within the realm of my possibility?
You know, I think it's pretty close. Maybe we should try and unleash your powers roll.
Yeah, let's, you know, that would be crazy if I actually use my powers. Yeah, let's go for it. Unleash my powers. Cool. I roll a 7 and 9 plus freak. Oh, I think I'm good at being a freak. All right, fellas. Ooh, that's gonna be a... Hold on. 8.
Okay. Nice.
So I get to tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
All right. Sick.
Okay, let's do a thing, okay?
Okay.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4. Someone roll me a d6.
Oh, I don't have any on me. Does anyone have one?
Does anyone have... You guys can digitally...
I'm fucking... We should all have a d6, I would assume.
Yeah.
A 4. Yeah.
Including the guy who's physically rolling d6s.
4, my lord.
Do you think the guards come from behind us?
All of the spaces in that sentence made it uncomfortable.
Sure. So you managed to pull the gate open. With your powers, you force yourself to slide, right?
Yeah.
And so the warden is still under the effects of his compulsion. He's going to just walk on through.
Oh, shit.
Who do you think is behind the warden?
I would assume Mark, to be honest with you.
Okay, then Mark's going to get through. Who's behind Mark?
Oh, God, I have to decide? Oh, Christ. I feel like Max, because he's probably the most leery of Mark.
All right. So the three of them pass through the gate before you kind of lose hold of it because it's such a large object, and it slides back closed.
Could I try and grab it and hold it open?
Sure. Let's do... I think I want that to be an Unleash Your Powers as well. Overcome an obstacle seems appropriate.
Okay, plus... Freak. How freaky am I? Not.
God, it's... I don't like to get closer and, like, this is the audio.
How freaky am I? How freaky am I? Do some ASMR, but it's, like, all the worst people you know. So I got a 9. Rolled a 9 plus 0.
All right. Sure. So... How is it unstable? Or I guess you could mark a condition, or I can tell you it's unstable or temporary, right? I should have given Alex that choice. That's my B.
I would not have picked a condition, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna pick a condition either. I'm pretty condition heavy at the moment.
How many conditions do you have?
Trace.
Huh. That's a lot of conditions.
Yeah.
Sure. So I think what's gonna happen is you start, or like you grab it and you hold it. But you only like only just, and there's not a ton of space to squeeze through. And there are the shouts of guards from behind and in front of you guys as they come out of the cell blocks. And you see that these guards, they're decked out in much tighter, or not tighter. Did I say tighter?
I would like it to be tighter.
Shut up. They're decked out in more sophisticated gear than what the guys in intake had on.
It is really tight.
They're in like riot gear, basically, with like full helmets. And each of them, they're not carrying like guns. They have some kind of pole arm,
like a man catcher.
Yeah, actually, they're basically bidens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That shit's hot.
Oh.
Yeah, and so they're rapidly approaching, and so the choice I'm going to give Harvey is he can either slip through himself or let Lily through and be stuck on the other side by himself.
Oh, Lily.
Sure.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Oh, god damn it. All right.
Sure, so Lily jumps on through the gap, and then the gate slams closed, and so the guards are going to descend on. I think they get to you first, and so they close in with the bidens pointed at you, and they bring their opposite arm up, right, and you see this like glyph on their forearms light up, this bright red, and this basically shield of energy appears. It's kind of round in the kind of Spartan-y style, and they basically form like a phalanx with the bidens pointed, and they're going to slowly advance and try to push you up against the rails of the door. And then on the other side, you guys can see guards coming from further up as well, but they're further. They're not on you yet.
I get the biden thing now. I get it. All
right. What do you guys do?
That's kind of cool.
I charge the phalanx.
All right.
Okay. I think that's the worst thing.
I'm gonna try and run and try to jump over the shield wall.
Okay, that seems cool.
Man, if the Persians only did that, it would have been a much shorter movie. Fuck.
But they didn't have fucking super strength.
So this is gonna be difficult. So I think this is gonna be a two stage thing for you. Okay.
Fight and shame.
So it's gonna be like you're going to make an unleash your powers roll to jump over, and then directly engage a threat for the combat part if you succeed on the directly or the unleash your powers.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm not hopeless. I got an 8 for unleash your powers.
Sure. So let's do it. I guess I'll offer you the same choice again. Mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'm not going to mark a condition at the moment. So
how many unstable conditions do you have?
I have 3. I have trace conditions.
This is terrible. Okay. Sure. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to like get caught by one of the bidens as you try to jump over, and it doesn't like stop you, but it like sends you end over end, and so you're not going to land on your feet or anything like that. You kind of tumble into the phalanx itself.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you said the second roll was, oh god,
you can try to directly engage a threat here. Yes, but you've kind of bowled into them. You're kind of off kilter, I would say.
Roll plus danger. Do I have anything? Oh no. I can't do multiple moves, right? I can just do like one move.
We can combine them if it makes sense to you.
So What I'm thinking is you've got a head, but you don't need it. That's punch everyone. When you charge into a fight without hedging your bets, I would say I've most certainly done that. You can shift your danger up and any other label down. But then I also have in a china shop, when you directly engage a threat, you can cause significant collateral damage to your environment to choose an
additional, option
even on a miss.
Yeah. Sure. We can try something like that. That seems cool.
Anyways, I rolled a 5, but I have +2 danger, but I have -2 danger because of one of my conditions. So I rolled a 5.
Okay. So mark a condition.
Shit.
Shit. Yeah, I think that these guards are well trained, and so they're going to turn and basically like put their like shields up against you, which like I think would feel weird to you, right? They don't have like mass to them. It's just like kind of like this like hum, this buzz of energy that you feel when you come in contact with them.
I do appreciate that his you know, the Hades Greek guards do phalanxes also. It's nice
and they have a bident for Hades, let's say.
Wait, Hades canonically has a bident?
Yeah, Zeus has a spear, Hades has a bident, Neptune, or Poseidon has a trident.
Does anyone have a quadrant?
Well, those are the three brothers, so it just goes up by one each time.
Ah. So I think I want to just cut to the rest of you who are on the other side of this door. You guys see Harvey getting surrounded by these guys with the bidens. You see more guards coming from the other side of you. What do you do?
I mean, I'm going to look... What describe their helmets to me if you haven't already.
They are pretty large. I know where this is going, I think, but they're pretty big. They cover most of the head. I think the only thing that's really exposed is the mouth.
I'm gonna go for the classic. They can probably hear through that. I'll be like, I'll say, Dad, tell him to quit it.
Get him, Dad.
Dad. Dad, make him stop.
Austin, does his dad beat him up for him?
Yeah.
My dad could beat up your dad with words.
With words.
That's an interesting idea.
No, son, I'm interested to see what you can do.
Oh, God. Fuck off.
Yeah, so...
gate.
So on that note, I want you to roll to provoke someone.
Okay, I should theoretically be good at this.
You're quite provoking.
I roll plus superior, which, yeah, I'm pretty good at it. And then don't I have a special thing that I provoke? I get something that someone tries to provoke me, but not quite. Okay, so it's a roll and add 2. How hard could it be? Ah! 5 plus 2 is 7?
7. So I choose one instead of you.
Oh.
That's interesting.
I guess.
I guess.
I think he crosses his arms and looks at you disapprovingly.
No.
What? Am I going to solve all of your problems from here on out?
I just got us through the gate, Dad.
I got us through several gates.
Okay, well, you know, I'm still young, okay? I'm not going to be perfect, Dad.
Of course. I had to learn the hard way. Go for it.
Wait, he's making me do it?
he's making you solve the problem.
God damn it. Your dad's giving you tough love.
He is so goddamn cavalier about this whole fucking thing. I'm so sick of my fucking dad.
My dad's chill and just like rational about us breaking into prison.
He's being so chill. I'm like, help. And he's like, weak shit, kid. Get back, get good. Like, what the what? Okay, how many guards are in front of us? I'm sorry.
You mean like not the ones around Harvey, or do you mean...
Because you said there were some coming from the other side, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's say like, I don't know, like 8.
And Harvey's fighting...
About the same amount.
Okay, so we gotta start doing something on our side. Harvey's got it. He's doing great. Lily'll do it. What happens if I try to become one of the bidets?
What?
What?
Guidance.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, I'm definitely not following. But that's something. That's something that you could do.
Stay in the corner.
In the corner.
It's one of those things where, like, I've been like, I want to encourage you guys to just will stuff into being, and then he's like, I know what to do. There's now a bidet in here. you could do something like that.
Yeah, I will become a bident.
All right, I'm not going to make you roll for that. I think that is pretty easy. It's not huge. So you've gained control of a bident. What do you do?
Can I, like, then swing myself into the head of another guard?
Sure. Directly engage a threat.
Okay, so, man, I'm fucking rolling my ass off today. Plus danger, which we know I'm great at. Shit. Ooh, that's an 8, I think, is good, maybe.
Okay, so you get to choose one.
Can take something from them be their lives?
Yes.
I don't think it should actually be killing them, but...
Fair enough. I was just curious. I read that, and I was like,
yeah.
Something. I will... if I take something from them, can I simultaneously bop a dude in the head and then basically take something out of this dude's hands, which is myself, the bidet?
Sure. Yeah. Just tell me, like, how it plays out. What does that look like?
Okay. I'm going to bonk him in the head with such force that it flies out of the other guy's hands. And then I just fall on the floor somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, you do. And the, Biden clatters to the floor. Max, what are you doing?
I think I am just gonna be a man.
What does that mean?
Okay.
I am attempting to basically take all of their bidets out of their hands.
You're trying to one-up me? You're trying to...
This is the reverse of the meme that Drew made.
Yeah.
look what Paul needs to do to mimic a fraction of my power.
Yeah.
Stop fucking embarrassing me in front of my dad, first of all.
Yeah, basically I'm just going to take them all, and I'm going to try and, like, launch them into the ceiling here to where they get stuck.
I think we'll go with Unleash Your Powers.
I want to upgrade this.
Sure, which is, it's not on my sheet. I don't remember what it's called.
Wield Your Powers.
Wield Your Powers, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to roll 2d6, and I'm going to get a 4 and a 2, which is a 6, but then... you add your freak, and as we all know, I'm a freak of deep, you know?
Let me see your freak.
Freaky.
Let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, I got 2 freak. So we're up to 8.
So you get to choose one.
Yeah. I am going to neutralize a threat, at least for now.
Question.
Yes.
Are you excluding the Biden on the floor?
No.
Sure. So tell me what this looks like.
Yeah. So basically, how many people was it?
8.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So basically, I'm going to sit there. My arms are going to, like, go out, and you're going to see the blackness kind of engulf my eyes again, and these black veins start to come from my hands as I reach out, and all of the bidets start to kind of shake in their grip. It's very obviously that something's going on, and they're now grabbing it with 2 hands instead of just their 1 hand. Awesome grip. And yeah, just like pew, 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 as they get shot up into the ceiling.
Including Paul. So Paul is now a Biden stuck in the ceiling.
Thank you.
Yes.
Harvey.
Yes.
Basically, like, they had turned and they were starting to, like, try to pin you in place with their Bidens, but now their Bidens have been ripped from their grip and stuck into the ceiling. What do you do?
Can I try and do my... my bull in a china shop. I'm trying to now create space, because
yeah.
Boy howdy, like, one-on-one running into a phalanx. Who would have thought that'd be a bad idea?
Who indeed?
You know, yeah, that's a really good question.
So that's what? Unleash your powers?
Or, I think this is directly engage a threat, yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, maybe it's not anymore. I don't know that they can actually really threaten you without the Bidens to hold you in place.
Well, I've got a sneaking suspicion I'm going to suck at it no matter what.
I think I want to do Unleash Your Powers for now, at least.
Okay. And that one is plus Freak, which I have 0. Do I have anything? No. I'm still not hopeless. But I'm about to be, because I just rolled a 4.
Go ahead and mark a condition.
Now, I don't believe we've run into this scenario yet in the podcast. What happens when you hit all 5 conditions?
Nothing. What happens is when you try to mark a condition and you cannot, you're out of the fight.
Interesting.
I do think hopeless is a fitting one to get last.
Yeah. So now Bull in a China Shop does state that I can still cause damage, collateral damage, even on a miss.
Right. So what does that look like?
I think I would like to, I don't, because I rolled so fucking shitty, I don't think I'd do what I actually wanted to do, which is just like wreck the whole room. But if I could, like, I don't know, throw a guard hard enough to like bash a gate so that like it's stuck, even if they unlock it, the gate's bashed, so it's like bent into the way, so that maybe more guards from the inner sanctum of the prism can't get to where we are. So I'm just going to pick up a guard and huck at him and try and break the gate.
And he goes flying, and he hits the gate with just like this sickening crunch. You can hear Jesus. The snapping of bone. But it does bend part of the gate.
Ooh, I kind of thought he might use his shield to... But whoops!
No,
you murdered a man instead. Actually,
yeah, I think that's a more appropriate consequence in this scenario.
I'm desperate.
yeah, no, it's true. And now actually, it's created an opening, however small, in the bars of the gate.
Are you like in a way that I could slip through?
I think you could make a go for it.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to try and get through there, join up with my friends.
Yeah, so I think what happens basically is that you toss that guard, and then like this blast of wind hits them and pushes them back, and it was like kind of like a cyclone type deal that leaves you like in the middle of it and pushes past you, and so you're able to like push on through, and you get through that gap in the bars. The rest of the guards on the other side catch up to you guys. I'm not sure who the first line of defense is in that scenario, but they are upon you. That includes Max, of course, who I think is who I want to follow up on first. So, Max, what do you do here?
Man, you guys are really making me burn through this.
Nothing made you throw me in the ceiling, so...
Well, in this case, can I attempt to use a move here? I want to see if I can frighten, intimidate, or cow others with my monstrous form I have taken on.
Sure. That seems cool. You want to try to like intimidate them,
yeah,
more or less.
So basically,
is that a specific move to you, or is that like a modification on provoke someone? What is it?
So this is a move from the, what are they called?
Oh, it's from the transformed.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember this now.
Yeah. So it just says, when you frighten, intimidate, or cow others, I don't know what to do to initiate that point, though.
Yeah, just tell me what you do to do that, and then we'll roll to see how effective it is, basically, is how it'll work.
Got you. Understand. I'm there with you. Basically, yeah, so... At this point, started to eke out, right? I've got the black eyes. I've got the black tendrils kind of creeping through my arms. And it's going to continue up further. I think I'm just going to turn to this group of individuals. And it's going to come out kind of probably a little feral as I like bare my teeth at them and like just extend my hands, right? Like it's like, oh, fuck, what's he about to do next?
Sure. So I guess my question is like, does your face really look any different beyond the eyes? Like, are you just baring your normal teeth at them? What does that look like?
What I like to think is like my tin probably goes a little gaunt and tight. So it's a little bit more ghoulish as my lips, you know, are pulled back and whatnot. I don't look healthy.
That seems pretty good. Go ahead and roll it for me, please.
Okay. This is a freak. All right. I rolled a 6. Well, I rolled a 4, and then I add +2 and get a 6.
Okay. Is there any specific negative consequence to failing, or?
Oh, there is. I'm so glad you asked.
Glad you asked.
On a miss, they react with violence, hatred, and paranoia. You suffer the brunt of it.
Sure. So I. go ahead and mark a condition, please.
Oof. Good.
Oh, don't forget, you mark a potential as well.
I'm feeling insecure.
Sure. So I think that they identify Max as their primary target, and these are very disciplined guards. And so I think that they're going to turn the Bidens on Max. And so they're going to advance forward very quickly and start to restrain Max with the Bidens. Like, they got you like around the torso with like 2 Bidens type of deal, one aiming for your neck. Paul, speaking of Bidens, you're in one. What are you doing?
Best start believing in Bidens. You're in one.
I didn't think about that.
So where, again, positioning is everything with my goddamn
power. You're on the other side of the gate from them.
Okay.
You are one of 8 Bidens stuck in the ceiling over there.
And where's Dad? He's over there with them.
Yeah, he's got his hands in his pockets. He's just kind of watching this unfold.
Fucking Mark is pissing me off right about now. I'm getting real sick of Mark's bullshit, dude. And again, how many guards are on Max exactly?
Basically, the front rank of them has their Bidens on them, and the second rank is like trying to reach over the first rank with their Bidens.
Okay, but how much?
Four engaging them.
That's what, okay. So 4 yeah, per rank. Gotcha.
Yeah, two ranks of 4 is what we got here.
I will fall out of the ceiling and then pop out and then turn around and then go like, God damn it. And I will... are there any banana peels on the ground I could possibly become? No, I'm kidding.
This was your opportunity to be like, flashback. No.
Flashback. No. Oh, I forgot about the flashbacks.
I reach to my bag. I take out a banana peel. I throw it.
They all slip. I guess I'll just... how big is the room?
We're not in a room. We're in a long corridor.
Well, I mean, like, as far as like the just the dimensions of like wall to ceiling,
I'm gonna say it's like 15 to 20 feet wide, and about the same high.
Okay, so I'm behind a gate. I'm going to grab the Biden they just came out of. I'm gonna fucking throw it and become it at the same time, aiming at someone's head.
Oh, so you're going to try and slip it through the bars?
Yeah, I'm going to try and fucking sling it and then become it, like, right. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I hope it works.
I do too, because otherwise Dad's going to be so fucking embarrassed. I've got Harvey, like, giving people the business. Lily's doing her shit. You're fucking put them on the ceiling, and I'm like, I became one, bro.
Also, this is, like, the easiest fail condition I can imagine. You just hit one of the bars.
Yeah, it's like the most embarrassing shit. But I'm going to believe in the rule of cool and that my rolls will save me.
Let's roll directly engage a threat.
Yes, all right. Adding 0 modifiers. Love to see it. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God. It's rolling on the floor, and it's a...
Floor doesn't count.
Floor doesn't count. I have to re-roll. Okay, thank you. It was a two, so I'm going to re-roll that.
Sure. You're welcome.
Okay. For the other dice is a four. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Seven! Let's go!
Your total was seven.
Yes.
Okay, so choose one.
Create an opportunity for my allies, I guess.
Sure, so what does that look like?
I would like it that the Bident just goes, at least one of the forks just goes straight in one of the dude's mouths, because that was the only opening that we saw.
Oh, okay. So you're just going to, like, kill this
guy. They're straight up murdering people.
Yeah.
Well, it's pointy on the end?
Yeah.
I thought they were kind of blunt on the ends. I thought I was going to really throat him hard. I thought.
Fucking throat goat, get him!
This one's for you, Nancy.
So it's pointy on the end then.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, well then I won't absolutely murder a man then, never mind.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Your dad might even look upon that favorably. I'm just saying.
You're like, Dad, we're not killing anybody. Yeet!
I'm just waiting for Alex to be like, well, actually, I killed two guys. I hit two different guys.
Wait, Austin, can I do that? Right. Honestly, if I can do that, I would be happy doing it. If that's a choice.
You know what? I think it's kind of stupid, but I'll allow it.
I need to impress my dad. You guys don't understand.
It's like me on the ground. I'm being pinned down, and I just see him straight murdering dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
Two dudes. First of all,
I can't believe. We're supposed to be heroes.
Look, I'm saving my friend. I'm a hero to Max and Max alone.
Two guards, one Bident.
Oh, God.
Poor little Bident. Anyway. Yes, I'm murdering two dudes.
Yeah, and they go down hard. And a lot of the pressure on Max has been lifted. Harvey, what are you doing?
Jesus. Having just seen my homie kill two dudes after I accidentally killed a dude.
Yeah, we're doing bad.
I'm like having a full-on breakdown. Like, oh my god, it really is. Are we the baddies? What have I become?
Holy! What happens in Tartarus stays in Tartarus.
This is great. This is like the turn moment where we like the story shifts. We were heroes. We've got the villain dad who's with us, and he's like
really cool.
Yeah, and then we just. We're now the bad guys murdering like guards.
And he didn't even have to use his power to tell us to do it either. That's the best part. Yeah. We really like.
But one of our main homies, his dad is in the Justice League or whatever. Fucking sad.
He can only hear what's going on. It's fine.
Yeah, he just hears like.
Trying to get to the cameras.
I like the idea that. Seth thinks we're doing good right now, and we just get back with blood all over.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, he's like cheering us on, and
guys are killing it.
He just gets into the camera right as the Bident skewers two guys, and he just.
To be fair, though, that was sick.
I do like the idea that he doesn't get into the cameras, and that like at some point we turn all the headsets off, and we're like, we can never speak of this again. We will all take this to our graves. And then we just come back and high five Seth with the most haunted look any teenager's ever had.
Oh, God.
Fuck. So, okay.
Yep.
Like, there's at least six guards left, right?
Because two of them are dead. The phalanx is currently broken.
The phalanx is failing.
Is there a Bident near me?
Oh, God.
I mean, even if there wasn't, you could easily run up and grab one of the three available.
All right. I'm gonna grab a Bident and try to, like, baseball swing or just spin around real hard and try and at the very least scare them back with how wild and erratic and unhinged we all seem to be.
Okay.
I'll start yelling too. Ah!
But you are going to strike them, or is this more of like an intimidation type of scenario?
Yeah, I am gonna... Well, okay. No, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm a defender. That's my shtick. I'm gonna get the bident, hold it parallel to the ground, and try and just like push all of them back. So I put it up against their shields, and I'm trying to push them all away.
So I think how I want to do this, I want to treat it like you defending Max.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to roll to defend.
Okay, that's a 7, but let's see what my conditions are.
You have 5, so you have a minus 2.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Ah. So I rolled a 7. Minus 2 is a 5.
Okay.
Which, if I recall, that's a failure.
It is. It is. I want to kind of put the ball in your court, Colin. Like, what would it look like for you to be taken out of the fight in this scenario? I'm thinking of like physical ones, but they don't necessarily make sense for your power set. Like, what do you think it means?
So the last condition that I ended up picking up was hopeless. I was desperate earlier, and it's not like I haven't hurt people purposefully or accidentally in the past, but I crunched that one dude against the gate.
And he was not a captain, though, fortunately.
Yeah.
Jeez. Sorry, it was a bad joke. I can do the drum roll.
Okay, yeah. That'll lighten the mood. Thank you. I crunch the captain, but then I'm like, okay, you know, he'll probably hopefully survive. But I have a mission. I've got to help my friends. And so as I'm like getting my bearings, one of my friends who has been tempted to evil by his fucking racist dad has just killed 2 people.
First of all, it's not so much racist as it's just general supremacist.
Hey, eugenics is racist no matter what. But yeah, I think the existential dread joke earlier wasn't so much of a joke. We're like, this is a lot more gore than Harvey ever wanted to deal with. So like when he goes to defend Max, his head's not really in the right place, and he's kind of letting himself get pushed around because he's like, we fucked up big time. He almost feels like he should be caught, like he is a bad guy.
Mamaw's gonna be fucking pissed.
Mamaw is gonna be pissed.
I think that like you like push against them with the Biden, and they like as one like push back. And you kind of like slide back, and like you said, you're not really feeling it. And
I slip in the blood.
I don't know if there's really, well, I guess there is some blood here. That's, yeah, fair enough. Jesus. yeah. And I think you're going to feel yourself get pulled back by a gust of wind. And Lily is going to step forward. And I think that she is going to be the one that actually defends you this time.
About fucking time.
Lily will not save you in the future.
And I get to clear all my conditions because of that, right?
So basically, not really, no. But we'll talk about that here in a second, I think. I think she's going to, like, stick both of her hands out and like bring them up really dramatically, and it's just going to like lift those guards off the ground, and she like slams them into the ceiling, and then they all come tumbling down. They're not like necessarily unconscious, but the, you know, the phalanx is not together. They're not, you know, like ready to go to fight back. I think my question is, what do Paul and Max do?
Where is like the exit right now? In relation to us.
You mean like to get out of the prison, or do you mean to get out of this hallway?
Out of this hallway.
There are doors ahead of you behind the guards, and then doors behind you, but are also behind all those guards. And those guards are not knocked out. They've been like trying to get their bidens out of the ceiling. They've been like trying to like pry the gate open type of deal. So they're very much still trying to get at you. They're just having difficulty.
So, okay, this is actually important. I have killed two men, yes.
So far as you know.
Okay. Now, we haven't tried it yet. I want to, because they're no longer living, become
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ. All right. This is some horror shit going in on the villain angle.
So do I do that?
This is where Austin has to determine if a body is an object.
I think that we had kind of established that yes, it is.
Yeah, as long as it's dead.
I didn't know that it would happen so soon.
Me either, but here we are.
Did you thought it would happen at all? I mean, this is not the... I've read Teen Titans comic books. This isn't very typical.
You know, in fairness, this is not Teen Titans. Like,
Young
Teen
Justice.
Titans is... It is, yeah, that's true. Those are both inspirational pieces for this, but so is, like, Invincible, which definitely crosses that line.
Yeah,
so.
Invincible.
Look what they need to mimic a fraction of our power. Dang. I become a body, right?
So I'm trying to decide if I want you to roll for that, because this is something that you have not done before.
Mm-hmm.
That we know
and
of.
So
I don't think I've been practicing in the morgue recently, so that, yeah.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays? Sure.
Oh,
so
God.
I think I want you to roll Unleash Your Powers.
This is gonna be after I was like talking such hot shit about all my passes. This is gonna be fucking
May have goofed on that one,
or I fucking go fucking hammer on the track. So 10 plus 11.
Okay, so yeah, you succeed. Full stop.
Yes.
What does it look like? Tell me.
So God. So all of a sudden, I'm gonna just like open my eyes, I guess, and just kind of sit up with my jaw, I guess, kind of hanging off a little bit. And I went to the back ranks, right? So I'm behind the first four.
You're in roughly the same place. Also, I want to throw this out here. This body definitely got lifted up and slammed up against the ceiling, just all limply too. So.
Oh yeah. Because I'm controlling it like a puppet. Does it really matter what it's theoretical physical capability should be?
No, not really. I just thought that
okay.
I should mention that.
I think I would like to actually add that then, because he's got some cracked bones. I'd like to say there's horrible snapping sounds going on as I try to put another guard in a headlock. In a full Nelson, actually. In a full Nelson another guard.
Just a cadaver full Nelson?
We can pop and lock like nobody's business.
Jesus Christ. Sure. So you jump one of these guards and try to full Nelson him, like to stop him from, you know, getting up and getting his gear back.
Yeah.
And I think the other guards like look on with horror at their companion standing up like this.
Blood dripping out of the back
like
of his head.
I feel like you've definitely dealt like a mental and emotional blow to them.
And I'd also like to, as a goof, say brains while I'm doing this.
Oh boy. Yeah, sure. So, wow. I'm not gonna have you roll. I think at this stage, like, you've got this guy in the full Nelson. It's fine. And especially like after you say brains and your open jaw is like leaking blood onto his uniform.
Yeah,
you know, he's really tight, he's just screaming bloody murder.
Can I bite his head? Can I try to?
You gonna bite this man?
Well, no, I'm gonna
with his friend.
He's wearing a helmet.
Yeah. Oh, that's still. I'm gonna nod that.
Okay. Great. What's Max doing here?
So I'm no longer being restrained because they all got thrown up into the ceiling and then down onto the floor.
Yeah, that's right.
There are 13 people in this room that aren't me or my friends or my friends' dads.
We got 6 and 7, so 13, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think just, really following it up on the darkness here, like, the two that died, like, right above me, like, it starts to become a little bit of, like, a pool of blood that starts to kind of flow. And I think what happens is that ends up, like, touching me as I was being pinned down.
Oh, okay.
And I think that starts the not good times.
Like the absorption process, potentially?
Yeah, the vitality absorption. I begin to suck, and I just can't stop sucking, you know?
Sure. So I think...
Dougie boy.
I think this will be directly engage a threat, because I do think these guys can potentially physically threaten you.
Roll plus danger. Okay, danger's a 2. All right, we in here. Roll 2d6, boys. Hell yeah, that's a 9 plus 2 is 11. Never forget, inside job. I'm gonna pick 2 of them. I'm going to resist or avoid their blows, as well as if I take something from them, can I take their lives?
We're back to this again, huh? How about, like, take away their will to fight?
I thought about saying that earlier, but I was going to say will to live. But okay, yeah. Well, I mean, if it's that case, then I think I would frighten the opposition into taking away their will to fight.
Sure. I think that is fine. So, like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah, so basically, right, the pool of blood started to, like, creep over, and it, like, pulls underneath my hand, and then I'm like, oh no, it's happening. It's going dark. I don't feel so good. And then they got lifted up probably right around the same time that I kind of like fade to black. Then they hit the ground, and that's when like the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Dr. Jekyll kind of thing happens. And there's a switch here, as now I get up, and I'm just like hands on top of bodies that are on the ground, and I'm starting to suck.
Sure. So I just want to clarify real quick then. So like this means that like it the devourer kind of like takes the reins. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's usually what I, or at least that's how it's been kind of each time, is like I lose a little bit more. And I think this is one where it's like I'm finally like losing full on.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I want to do. You do that and you like suck the first couple dry. Right, like they're pale. Nice. they are gaunt.
Yeah.
Right, and then the other ones see what's going on. I think that in conjunction with zombie Paul,
yeah, it's all.
I think the remaining ones just turn and flee.